Hello everyone and welcome to Equity Manager, another edition of our podcast for you where we will try to bring to you certain facts and give you clarity on what is happening in the equity markets right now and what should be the simple and clear thinking one should have. Number one, nothing mentioned over here is financial advice. We are not your financial advisors, and before making any changes, always consult your financial advisor. So the markets have been falling, which was somewhat expected, but the fall has become accelerated and overblown. People are panicking, yes. Many people are worried, yes. Many people are wondering if there is more fall going to happen, when will the fall stop? So let us try to bring some points and help you think clearly and then be able to act. Number one, why did the markets fall so much? So the next question to ask is, just have a look at the data over the last 1.5 to 2 years. Let's say from 2022, 23 also until 2024. Several stocks you will see in 6 months from 2023 to 2024 and 1 year went up 3, 4, 5 times also. Without taking names, you know, in the mid-cap space, small-cap space, you can see 3x in 6 months, 2x in 6 months. See, and over a period of 3 years, 4 years, 5x also, 10x also. See, that is not normal. First thing is, if somebody looks at 20 to 25% CAGR, which is annualized return, you know, having a stock go 3x to, let's say double in 3 years is a very good return. But the market went up, accelerated as euphoria set in. People got excited, people started putting in money, and valuations, which is basically the value that a company commands, became much higher in the expectation of further growth. Now, on the other side, let's look at the world outside of India. Chinese markets were getting beaten. China was facing economic slowdown and they announced stimulus and they started attracting money. So looking from a point of view of, let's say, if you had money and you had a chance to deploy in China versus India, where already, let's say, some stocks have gone up 5x, 10x, will you get 2x from there? Chances are low, yes. But will you get 50% or 100% return in Chinese market in the next, let's say, 2 years? Chances are higher. So where will your money go? That is one reason the markets have fallen more, because FIIs have been continuously selling. FIIs want maximum bang for their buck. Basically, they want return. India, they could not see that. The next thing is that when that starts happening and stocks start falling accelerated, it starts creating panic. Sentiment becomes negative. Certain, yeah, of course, pockets results have also slowed down in India, but it's not like a widespread slowdown. See, when fast growth happens, then it has to taper down for some time. And then it has to consolidate and then grow again. It's not like a rocket keep on going up. So public ko ye laga ki that this is some kind of lottery. If you see the last phase of IPOs since October, November, or even last year, mid se leke end tak, crazy amount of money is being put into IPOs. People are putting in IPOs ki listing gain pe 30, 40, 50%. It's a lottery chal rahi hai without even studying the company. So this kind of phase cannot last. That was obvious. Now the pain in the market has become more because the euphoria was also more. So bull markets mein aise hi hota hai. Jab upar jata hai, to lagta hai ki ab to niche aayega hi nahi. And jab niche jata hai, to people wonder, if I don't know whether it will come up also not. So we are experiencing that turbulent time. Added to that is there is global uncertainty. Markets never like uncertainty. Aap ye samjhiye, if somebody is investing in the stock market, they want some kind of fair amount of clarity. With Donald Trump having come to power, he's announcing tariffs, counter tariffs, all those stuff, which is making it unclear ki what is going to be the impact tomorrow. That is one of the reasons also people are pulling off money from the table. And right now, as I speak today, the situation is people are not willing to put money on the table. So prices, they start falling also. Why? Because let's look at market demand and supply. when there is less demand, lowest demand, even minor amount of supply will push the prices down. So currently there is supply, but it's not like heavy supply which was in January or early February, which where prices were really getting devastated. But demand is also slowing down. So combined with all these factors is what we are seeing, the accelerated sell-off. Now next, coming to the point, where will it stop? Nobody knows. That is the real answer. If somebody knew, they would probably be the king of the world. There is nobody who can say this is the place that this will stop. So what should somebody do who's seen their money getting eroded? See, every loss that we see today, let's say tomorrow and next week, is paper loss, first thing. Unless we sell, we don't realize the loss. Okay? If we have selected bad stocks, unfortunately or fortunately, again, check with your financial advisor, we may have to cut losses and get out. Personally, even I have to do that. But if we are sure of the company's business, this is a temporary slowdown, this is a temporary sentiment change, then the company will come back. So if the company business is proper, business ko kuch nahi hua hai, segment ko kuch nahi hua hai, company ki operations ko problem nahi hui hai, company ki management kharab nahi hui hai, demand jo segment mein hai, usme garbad nahi aayi hai, so then why do we have to worry about short term pauses or drawdowns? And if the stock which you bought is at very high valuations, it will take time for the valuations to come back, or the price to come back, because price catches up with valuations, but it may not be able to give you outperformance. If you expect that the next 2 years will double, it may not happen. You may see, worst case, the same price in the next 1.5-2 years, what you had purchased, right? I'm just giving you a rough idea, because stock-specific only analysis can be done by an expert. So overall, this is a scenario. What we need to do is stop looking at prices every day. It's going to be mentally taxing. Especially stop hearing and looking and seeking bad news, because in the bear phase, people start seeking bad news. Continue to focus on our disciplined investment strategy, if we have that, which is regularly invest on good businesses, good companies through mutual fund route or whatever route you feel comfortable. Look at undervalued, you know, players, especially if you want to be playing safer. Look at the index, or look at a basket of stocks in the index, or ETFs, or look at the large caps, whichever you feel is safer for your investment horizon. Diversify and let this phase pass. Look at the corporate results that India is going to deliver in the next quarter, which is quarter ending March next month, and the first quarter of 2026 financial year, 26-27, because that is when consumption should kick off, domestic consumption should grow. Hear and understand some of those results, and then understand if economic growth is going on. And nothing is wrong with the growth of the Indian economy as such right now. It is just slowed down. Yes, it can happen. Nothing runs at breathtaking speed or breakneck speed all throughout. There are pauses. So I hope this brings some calm and clarity to your mind. And if you think so, please do share it with others, because there are a lot of people who are looking for clarity amongst the noise. And right now the media is not helping as usual. So take care, stay safe, and happy investing. Till the next edition of our podcast, signing off.